sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second hour here on this Wednesday, August 6th edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Chatfield. Today he's speaking to us and going to be talking about another function, another activity that he's been very much involved in for many, many years. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Pastor Chatfield, I know everybody hears you on Fridays from 10 to 11 for years. You've been doing this with us, talking about history, lesson plans, current events, tying in the history of the United States, the Bible, lots of good information every Friday. We then broadcast your church services, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, from 11 to noon on Sundays as a public service. But you also have another hat that you've been wearing for many, many, many years. Explain to the folks who may not know, and we have a lot of new listeners, that you also run and administrate a school, Northern Michigan Christian Academy. Tell the folks a little bit about the history of the academy.
All right, I'll sum up. Northern Michigan Christian Academy is a ministry of our church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church. We're located on M68, halfway between Alanston and Indian River. It's kind of down in the valley. There's a soccer field there. There's a baseball field. And we have a Christian school. Now we meet Mondays through Thursdays, 8:30 to 3:30. And we have a full Christian school, kindergarten through 12th grade. We teach every subject from the perspective of the Bible. We believe that we have high academic standards. We believe in the old time religion. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's emphasized. I tell every prospective parent that what's your only man given in exchange for a soul? What good does it do if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? So we always, promote, preach the gospel. People need to be saved and follow the Bible. And after that, we try to teach every subject, and we teach all the academic subjects from the perspective of the Bible. English, math, science, history, and we have Bible class. We have full sports. For girls, we have volleyball, basketball, and softball. Boys have soccer, basketball, and baseball. And we try to do everything from the perspective of the Bible. We want to be a good Christian testimony. And that's who we are. We're kind of a strict school. Girls wear dresses to school. Boys have to keep their hair cut. On Thursdays is chapel day. We have somebody come in and preach to them. We're what a lot of Christian schools were 20, 30, 40 years ago, and we still are the same. And trying to be standing for the old-time religion, we're a Baptist church. Yep. And that's who we are. Now, there's people that send their kids to our school. We're not Baptist, but independent Baptist. But that's okay, and that's allowable. But you know, we call it the way we see it, and we try to be wise with these things. And so that's the school has the building was built there in 1977. I have been affiliated with the Christian schools up here since 1979. In 1983, I became the pastor. And so I've been the pastor now 42 years.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about specifically is getting into the technical stuff as far as accreditation, the state's involvement of your curriculum, things like that. We'll start that subject there first. As soon as we get back from this break, a word from our sponsors. I'm Trucker Randy. He is Rusty Chatfield. Talking about Northern Michigan Christian Academy. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Rusty Chatfield speaking to us about Northern Michigan Christian Academy this morning. First question, and I got kind of a list here of items, Past Chatfield, we want to get through pretty quickly here. So basically, I want you to explain that Northern Michigan Christian Academy is a fully accredited school with regards to Michigan education standards. Explain that process. Explain to the people listening exactly what type of accreditation it is and what the students actually get as far as the curriculum standards according to the Department of Education, Michigan State Board of Education.
Okay, yeah, we're not accredited. Never sought it, don't want it. What we've said to accreditation board, just leave us alone. Now, that said, accreditation really has got a misnomer anyway. Every high school student who graduates from high school has to take college entrance exams, including ours. And our students stack up very nicely. But we don't seek accreditation. What we say to the government is essentially just simply leave us alone.
Now, on that point, on that particular point, the false nomer out there when they mention accreditation, when they mention the curriculum standards, because you're not accredited, you are then able to teach what you want to teach the children based on your principles, your values, what the school believes, the board believes the children need to learn. But like you said, I want to be very clear on this. This is something where the kids then still are required to take tests as well. Yes. As SAT, for example, the Scholastic Aptitude Test. That's the main entrance test for getting into college. Your students take those tests.
Of course. Every student has to take those.
Now, on that point, what has been out of the potential 1,600 scoring, if you know, what has been the average score that your students are able to accomplish, able to achieve in past years on that particular test?
I could not tell you that. But I can tell you this, that they stack up very well, and they are very successful in college. That I can tell you.
Very good.
And now, I've had so many students tell me, hey, in history, what's going on? Everything that they're saying in my college class, Pastor Chatfield, you taught me when I was in high school. I've heard that over and over. Go ahead.
Over and over again. Now, on that point, one of the things that I know people always ask me is the school operates a little bit different because it's not accredited and forced to take government money. Therefore, your curriculum is totally with your board and what you guys have been doing for years there. But basically, you are in control of the curriculum. You're not mandated to teach all these things that the Michigan State Board of Education demands in our public schools.
Absolutely correct. That's correct. We use the Abeka curriculum out of Pensacola Christian College, and it's good. It's very Bible-based. We don't go for the nonsense of DEI and critical race theory and all that. Not at all. Right. Zero.
Okay, got it. Now, the other logistic is how has families who have had their children attend the school over the years, operating 8:30 to 3:30 Monday through Thursday? I got a text message during the break. What do the parents do with the kids on Fridays if they don't have to go to school?
Well, we have had some parents bring them in, and we will give them supplemental stuff on Friday for a little bit extra cost. That can happen if the parents want that. We did this for the parents' sake because a lot of our kids drive, and we have a good, they come from Petoskey, they come from Onaway, Carp Lake, Mackinac City. As far south, we have had many as far south as Gaylord, Wolverine. So less driving. That's the reason we did that, especially when gas prices were high. And sure. The parents seemed to like that, the 4 days a week. A little bit longer day, a little bit longer school year, but only 4 days a week.
Now, do you also provide a van or bus transportation pickup? Does the school, the academy, offer that?
The academy itself, no, but parents work together, and many of them carpool. It can be, if somebody needs help with transportation, they just have to talk to us, and we, as a general rule, we figure it out.
You figure it out. Excellent. Now, let's talk about the dollars, because not being accredited, not taking the government handout per pupil, How does the school charge tuition, and how does that work for the families and payments and things like that?
Our tuition is about $3,000, a little over $3,000 a year per student, per year, and we do our best to accommodate everybody. And if a person absolutely can't come up with that money, then we ask them to do some work and around the building and cleaning and or yard work and or something. Now, our church underwrites our school and does it, has been doing it forever. It's a ministry of our church. So the school has always operated in the red every year, some years worse than others. And that creates a tension in our church because we're not a huge church. You think we have money, but we do believe in Christian education for everybody.
So if the children and their parents, well, let me ask it this way. People are listening and they're saying, you know what? Maybe it's time to take our kids or our grandkids out of public schools, Sheboygan, Petoskey, whatever. And they get a hold of you at the school and they come in and meet with you. Explain that process for somebody listening that is just wanting to learn more. How does that work?
Exactly. Come in, talk to me. I explain to them what I've kind of explained to you on the radio. We're a Christian school. I explain the rules, what our goals are, and parents, it is up to the parents. They make the decisions. Let me just add this. We always support the parents. I've never heard of a school that was more supportive of parents. The primary responsibility for rearing children was given to parents, not the government, not even the church. It's given to parents. But we are a ministry of the church, and we are kind of an arm of the parents. We want to be on the same page. We always tell the children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. We support the parents.
Now, in that process, parents then sitting down and hearing this from you, I have to imagine that a lot of new parents considering bringing their kids to your school, this is somewhat of a refreshing thing to hear compared to dealing with public schools where you're saying and you're going to strongly reinforce in the child, you know, obey your parents, you know, do what they say. If they give you a chore to do or whatever, clean up your room, you have to obey your parents. Yeah, basically, you've said this on the radio before. You expect the kids to honor both their mother and their father.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It is refreshing when they hear this. Here's the problem, Randy. I mean, the public school system has been incrementally turning more and more left for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And people have gotten so used to the public system. And the biggest issue is, well, our kids went to our local school here, and I went to that, you know, that school, and it's our team and our sports, and I just don't want to be pulled away from their hometown school. That's the biggest issue with people. And there are a lot of people who send their kids to public schools and don't like what they're getting taught, but the driving to our school and the tuition payment and the fact that they can't play on the hometown sports team. Now, we have full sports. But it just, that's the biggest, and especially once they get in high school, they have their friends in school. And I tell everybody, they'll make new friends at our school.
Sure.
That's no problem. But it's the pulling away from what you're so used to, especially if it's been more than one generation.
Oh, yeah. Yep. My grandparents went there. My dad went there. I'm going there. I get it. Absolutely. I got a question on that. A text message just came in. You mentioned full sports. What other schools, who do you compete against?
We are in soccer, we're in the Northern Michigan Soccer League, a league. We compete against Roscommon, Tawas, Crossroads Academy, numerous other public schools, basically public schools we compete against. The other sports, we are in the Northern Lakes Conference, the small D schools. We compete against Lanson, Wolverine, Boyne Falls, Alba, Harbor Light Christian, Mackinac City, The smaller D schools.
Yeah, but it is definitely organized, and this is something that's been going on for years. So basically, it's not like the children aren't going to be able to play on teams. They're not going to be able to compete against other schools. This is something that's been going on for forever, basically, at the academy.
We bend over backwards to make it work for people. We really do. And we have full sports, and we make it work. And we have good sports, too, to tell you the truth, but...
Yeah,
I mean, now, that's not the main point, but that is true.
You're competitive is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Another question just came in. What type of technology do you guys use with regards to computers versus good old fashioned books? How does that work in the classroom?
Mostly good old fashioned books, but we're trying to expand. Here's the story and use more computers. I use it all the time. Just in class, I'll ask my old friend AI a question, and boom, get coming up, and I'll show a video about this subject or that subject, and it's very easy. We do use that, but when it comes to high-tech, state-of-the-art computers, nope, we don't have state-of-the-art. We generally have stuff that's 5 years old that we get inexpensively because we can't afford that. But books, yeah, we have books. You know, when we say hit the books, it is literally hit the books still. And I think that's pretty good. I think the kids are on their devices and on their screens enough. We have teachers that teach.
Now, on the tuition, I got a question on that. If for some reason they're asking for a single mother they know who's very upset with the school that their child is attending, if they're not able to afford basically a payment plan, $250 a month, is what you're saying, $3,000 a year. If it was a monthly pay plan, it'd be $250 a month. But if for some reason that's not affordable, you mentioned the parents could do some work at the school to offset that cost. But you have never turned a child away after doing an interview with the family, sitting down, talking with them, talking with the child or children. You've never turned anybody away that's truly wanted to come and attend the academy.
Correct. That's true. Never turned anybody away based solely on financial hardship ever. And people say, well, how do you do that? Well, the church underwrites it. And I tell you, that creates some financial pressure. We need tuition. We need people to pay tuition. But that said, it's a work of faith. It's a ministry of the church, and it's a work of faith.
Another text come in. Wow, you guys are blowing my phone up today. Wanted to know, basically, would they be able to, would they be able to find other people in their area that they could talk to where they could work out carpooling?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. We come from all four directions, so that is very possible. Yes. Probable, even. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to give out the phone number to the academy. If you guys would like to schedule a sit-down with Pastor Chatfield at the school, the number is 231-548-2216. Again, 231-548-2216. If you want to text me school, I've got a folder set up with Pastor Chatfield's numbers, and you can get a hold of them there. You can even text them. I've got all the information here, so just text me school, and I'll send you the information. So,
amen. Northernbible.org. Northernbible.org is our website.
Is the website. Northernbible.org. Very good. All right, sir. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Amen.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.